I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Democrats and Republicans are at a stalemate as to how to mitigate the damage to the economy wrought by the COVID-19 pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden does not want to see an insufficient relief package.
The president's bottom line is that this is a package. The risk here, as he has said many times, is not going too big. It is going too small. That continues to be his belief, and that's why he supports the efforts by Senator Schumer, Leader Schumer, and Speaker Pelosi to move this package forward.
While Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democratic leaders appear to have charted a totally partisan path on the relief package.
I think that's unfortunate. I think our 10 members laid out a proposal that could have gotten broad bipartisan support, given the new administration a chance to get a bipartisan victory here early.
Jeff Bezos is taking off one hat at Amazon to assume another.
Amazon announced that Jeff Bezos, who founded the company as an online bookstore nearly 30 years ago, is stepping down as CEO later this year. Bezos will take on the role of executive chairman and be replaced by Andy Jassy, who runs Amazon's cloud business. Bezos has been named the richest man in America by Forbes magazine for 3 years running. In a blog post to employees, Bezos says he plans to focus on new products and early initiatives, and he said he'll have more time for side projects, including his space exploration company Blue Origin, his charities, and the newspaper he owns, The Washington Post. The firm he runs has hired tens of thousands of workers to help meet increased demand during the pandemic. I'm Jennifer King.
Pressure is building on school systems around the U.S. to reopen classrooms to students who have been learning online for nearly a year. The debate is pitting politicians against teachers' unions. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 475 points to 30,687. The NASDAQ rose 209. The S&P advanced 52. Oil up $1.21 to $54.76 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit Optima Tax Relief.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA-compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada legislature has convened for its 81st regular session. Both the Assembly and Senate convened and worked through its customary opening business of the swearing-in of all 63 lawmakers in confirming leadership in both houses. No committees were convened, though. The building in Carson City is closed to the public due to the ongoing coronavirus concern. Legislative leaders say virtual meetings and the additional logistics which come with it will probably limit the number of bills which get introduced during the 120-day session. Second doses of COVID-19's vaccine are now being offered at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Southern Nevada Health District officials say the appointment-only clinic is opening beginning today for those who got their first shot at Western High School, Cashman Center, or the health district's main office. Officials say people who got their first vaccine at other sites will not be vaccinated and need to contact their original provider. Well, the two men arrested in Las Vegas for being part of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol will remain in custody until their trial. Nathaniel DeGrave and Ronnie Sandlin face felony charges of obstructing law enforcement and misdemeanor charges as well for disorderly conduct.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, look for some heavy volumes both directions on the 15 between Sunset and Owens. You're bumper-to-bumper through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main, and that's causing some backups on that transition, leaving 15 north. And you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper, too. Interstate 11 northbound at Lake Mead.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And it's Hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Always good on Tuesday to get with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. And I got to tell you, in recent weeks, I have gotten more and more angry at big tech for what they've done to my friend, and they've done it to others as well, essentially silencing voices, conservative voices, all across the country. And Megan, I want to ask you, can you explain to our listeners where you've been with your platforms, what big tech has done to you just in the last 6 months? Can you kind of outline where you've been and where you are now?
Sure, thanks. Well, this morning I just launched a Telegram channel, and Telegram is an app that you can download on your phone, and it's an encrypted network, at least we're told it is. And you can, quote-unquote, subscribe or sign up there, and that will act as kind of a daily news feed. Now, I used to do a weekly newsletter through ReaganBabe.com, and I had thousands and thousands of subscribers for the weekly newsletter, but sometime back in October, prior to the election, I think it was around October 21st, my Facebook page started to get throttled, which means that, and I looked at the numbers, because as an owner of a page, you can look at your site visitation and your click-through, et cetera. I went from millions of views in a month's time to hundreds of views in a month's time. Even though I was posting and I was doing, you know, similar posts, you know, each week, or at least the amount of posts or the topic or genre of posts, all of a sudden they basically eliminated my feed from all of my subscribers and followers' networks. So I had people telling me, I haven't seen you post in months. And that simply was not true. And so basically what Facebook did with whatever algorithm or monitor that they had attached to my Facebook account at Reagan Babe, just basically censored me into obscurity on Facebook. And that's really where I had my largest following. Twitter, on the other hand, I've lost 10,000 followers. I had about 25. I lost about 10,000 followers since October. The largest purge came after Joe Biden was implemented on the 20th, and I, along with a host of others on Twitter that have a much larger footprint than mine, were losing tens of thousands of followers in a single day in some respects. And so what this shows us is that there is only one view and one orthodoxy and one religion when it comes to Democrats and our technological overlords. And that is simply a progressive worldview. There is no room for open debate. There is no room for discussion. There is no room in the sharing of knowledge. And even Facebook last week, Kevin, admitted that they, oopsie, made a mistake when they did not publish hydroxychloroquine studies and basically banned those studies from the general public's consumption. Well, as Mark Zuckerberg was playing doctor and making these decisions to eliminate these studies and information on hydroxychloroquine, thousands and tens of thousands of people perhaps unnecessarily died because Facebook, along with Democrats and others, basically excoriated Donald Trump for talking about hydroxychloroquine. If Donald Trump had never mentioned hydroxychloroquine, I am sure that we would have been treating the virus with that effective medicine much earlier now than all of a sudden, no, now we can use it now that Trump is out of office. And so basically the bottom line of all of this is that censorship kills. It kills knowledge. It kills the First Amendment. It kills our ability to have civility, because through information and through debate and through discussion, we create a more civil universe. And it also is lethal in the fact that the withholding of information potentially killed tens of thousands of people when it comes to a medicinal treatment of the China virus, which, oh, by the way, I can't mention the China virus if I'm on federal property, according to Joe Biden's one of Joe Biden's many executive orders.
Let me just ask you, for the uninitiated, you are very much into this, but there are a lot of folks that are out there right now that just, they may not be able to grasp this. How is it that I can put a picture of my beef stroganoff tonight onto a platform and they don't care? How do they find you when you start talking about whatever it is you talk about at ReaganBabe.com and on some of your platforms?
Because I'm a threat to their orthodoxy. That's why. Beef stroganoff does not threaten their ideology. They're simple-minded, Marxist, destructive, aggressive, as they like to call it, ideology. Beef stroganoff does not destroy that, does not threaten that. I threaten their orthodoxy. I threaten their progressive religion by simply publishing articles and studies and data, etc., that might expose their big lie, which is that the Democrats are somehow for the working man. Well, they've proven themselves just in the last, 11 days into this god-awful administration?
Yeah.
They've proven themselves to be on the side of Wall Street. They have proven themselves to be on the side of bankers. They have proven themselves to be on the side of everybody else but American citizens. Joe Biden signed, I think, 2 or 3 executive orders today on behalf of illegal immigrants, providing them more benefits and more money in the middle of a pandemic. So what do you think this is going to do to our borders? Jen Psaki struggled through another press conference today, shuffling papers. All the woman does is shuffle papers and say, I'll circle back to you. She basically said, in response to a pretty good question, actually, that migrants shouldn't come here right now. Well, then why are you signing executive orders to make it easier? So we need to just really watch what they say and then watch what they do. And usually that will tell you exactly who a person is. And Biden quickly signed 3 orders on illegal immigration today, executive orders, and then read from note cards.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, when you contrast that with what you, I mean, even the meeting last night with 10 Republican senators, GOP senators, and nothing got done. Donald Trump had done that meeting, something would have gotten done. But
well, I said this before on your show, Kevin, and I will repeat it again, is that the Democrats have zero interest in bipartisanship. Zero. If they did have any interest in bipartisanship, they would certainly not take money from big tech, who continues to censor conservatives. They would certainly open. They would not surround themselves with 25,000 National Guards at our nation's capital, and they certainly wouldn't have called us Nazis for the past 4 years. The Democrat Party is not the party of bipartisanship. It is not the party of unity. And it is not the party of healing. Watch what they say, and then watch what they do.
That's absolutely amazing. Let me just ask you: the COVID-19 stimulus package, it is stalled again. We had the big meeting last night at the White House, but nothing came out of it. What is it going to take? And is it going to take the Democrats using reconciliation to pass the COVID-19, the $1.9 trillion package, with just 51 votes?
Of course they will. That's how they passed Obamacare. You think that the Democrats are going to reconcile anything? There is no firewall to stop them from fundamentally transforming, otherwise known as destroying, this country. There is no firewall. We don't have that firewall anymore. Because why? The election was stolen. That's why. I can say that on this network, right? Like on Cumulus Network, I can't say that, which is another form of censorship.
Is that right?
Correct. Cumulus put out a letter to their host advising them not to talk about election rigging, election fraud, or voter fraud.
Wow.
So I just casually mention it in one of the Cumulus shows that I'm on because I always get it in.
You slip it in. Unnoticed.
They simply won't expound on the topic.
That's amazing. And that's like name brand radio stations around the country, right?
Correct.
Wow.
That's like Salem Media, even though they're not as large as Salem Media. They still have a good, Cumulus still has a good footprint in the radio space. They gave that directive maybe a week or two, or within the time of the Capitol riot.
That's absolutely bizarre. Let me just ask you, going forward, and again, I'm so laser focused on your situation. How do you fight this? You've got the new thing on, what is it, Telegram?
Telegram, yeah. So Telegram is an encrypted app which more and more people. Have you noticed, Kevin, and perhaps you haven't, I've been using encrypted communications for years. I've used Signal, I've used Wickr, and I've used Telegram for a variety of things that I do off the radio. Now, all of a sudden, every Tom, Dick, Harry, and Sally are using encrypted apps. Well, why is that? Well, because censorship is alive and well. Our First Amendment is being attacked. People are afraid of their government. Hi, tyranny. Nice to meet you. More and more people are flocking to these sites, including talkers like myself, influencers, and others who have newsletters that have also been deplatformed. I think Van Bongino has a Telegram channel, Jack Posobiec, Mike Cernovich, and many others have Telegram channels, and that's one way to reach your audience directly without having big tech manipulate your feed. So I have an @ReaganBabe Telegram channel. They can find it at t.me/ReaganBabe. That's how they would find it, I believe, if they went to the Telegram desktop or if they downloaded the Telegram app.
And today you have, what, 50 subscribers?
The last time I checked, yeah. I just advertised it this morning, early afternoon, on, you know, Facebook, which is still, again, being it's hard to reach anybody. So I've yet to advertise it on Twitter because I wanted to make sure that I got it kind of down, you know, on how to use it. So far I've got, you know, 50 people, and that will grow. And again, I mean, I had thousands and thousands and thousands of subscribers, millions of views. I started with nothing. I can build it again.
Well, I guess my question is, though, is there an exponential growth that 50 can become 500, can become 5,000? I mean, is
sure. There's no limit from what I understand. Like Jack Posobiec, for example, has, I think, 123,000 subscribers. So, you know, Jack is the host of One American News Network, or an anchor for that, has over 1 million Twitter followers. So he's doing pretty good on the platform. So I don't believe that there is a limit to the number of quote-unquote subscribers, even though you have to pay a fee to subscribe, number of subscribers that you can have.
I'm just curious if this is something that can ultimately supplant Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and can all these people, can the 63 million people that were following the president, can they go to Telegram and all of a sudden, you know, Trump has a channel and all of a sudden it blows up?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. As far as I know, no one in Trump's immediate family, including Trump himself, has a channel, a Telegram channel. They would probably break the servers once they do.
I was just going to say, do they have the capacity to go big?
No, that's a great question. Gird your loins. I have no idea.
Well, I tell you, I just want you to know, we're all rooting for you, and you know, because we've been following your ReaganBabe.com for so long, and now a new way of communicating with you and of you communicating with the rest of us. I think it's absolutely great. Megan, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, dear. We'll talk with you again next week, okay?
Yeah, and last thing, ReaganBabe.com is still up and running. We had some twerks with all the censorship and deplatforming, but it's up and running, and they can visit and find the daily news section, as well as a carousel and videos.
That sounds great. Thanks, dear. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. And as I say, it just made me so angry just over the last couple of weeks of what they've done to people like Reagan. You know, Megan Barth, to me, is one of the leading figures online of stuff like this. And she's one that's been hurt directly by big tech. And big tech doesn't really care. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carl Rove is so friggin' smart. I was on with Dana Perino this morning. Did you see this? Because I'm concerned that this stimulus bill is never going to get passed. How does he see the stimulus bill becoming law? This was Carl Rove on Fox this morning.
Carl, I have to ask you, what do your instincts tell you? Like, the White House's final offer was actually their opening bid. So, in your opinion, from a strategy standpoint, do you think the White House has already made a decision to go forward and do this on reconciliation, go big? Their base wants it. They think they didn't go big enough in 2009. Do you think they already made a decision?
Well, yeah,
I think there's a lot of pressure, and I think that's where they're going to probably end up going. And I think it's a mistake. At minimum, they ought to say, look, can we find some things on which we agree, and we'll take those out of our overall bill, and let's do those under regular order so at least, you know, we agree on certain things, let's the vaccinations, et cetera. Let's go do that together, and then we'll, you know, we Democrats will go and do our thing on